What's up?
This is Curry and Cleverly. I'm Jack Curry.
I'm Finn Cleverly. That was, I think it was a too quick fade-in on that song.
Yeah.
It started to end before I thought it would end, so, you know, what can you do? You need to just sort of...
End it.
Keep a clear head in these sort of times, and you just got to go for it.
You got to be calm, just gotta do cool, collected.
Go with your initiative.
Talking about initiative, Finn, Source FM now have a text system.
Yeah, so you guys can text in your messages to us, say how rubbish we are, say
but
how
wait,
great you are.
What is a text message? What is a text message?
Something you send from your mobile phone.
What is a text number, Finn? It's 6446.
And you have to start your text with the word source.
SOURCE.
Otherwise, we won't be able to see what you're saying.
6446.
So 6446. That's
start
easy to remember. That's
source.
Easy to remember.
And then just talk to us because we need some material.
We do need some material. All right, song for grandma. This is Trolley. I'm not even going to bother saying. It's probably one of the weirdest names.
Okay.
The song's called Sweet Dogs, though. So
Sweet Dogs.
Yeah,
it's a cool name for a song.
It's a cool name, isn't it?
Hello, grandma.
Are you late?
So take a look at me now.
Source FM 96.1 there. We're Curry and Cleverly. Listen to Dakota by
Stereophonics. Stereophonics. What's the lead singer of Stereophonics called?
Alex.
He looks almost exactly like the lead singer out of...
Cuz Juice.
No, that Script.
Script.
Because they're on The Voice quite a lot. Have you seen The Voice?
No, not at all. I don't watch The Voice.
I think you should watch it, mate. There's a kid on there who I'm keen on. He's called Vince.
If I want
Vince Kidd, that's his name.
Pop,
that's a cool name.
Crappy pop music. I just watch X Factor.
They've got some cool names on there.
Full out.
They've got a guy called Cassius Henry,
mm-hmm.
Cool name. Vince Kidd, cool name. And Jazz Ellington.
But I'm getting as much out of it listening to you now as I am actually watching the show.
Amazing. It's a great. It's actually a really fun show.
Well, anyway, Finn.
A lot of laughs.
Anyway, Finn, we haven't seen each other for a week.
Yeah.
Last time we saw each other was last Tuesday.
What's been
a lot's happened in that time. I had three tubes shoved down my throat.
Three?
Yep. Men's
tubes. Cool.
How old are you?
17, mate.
Yeah.
18 pretty soon.
Well, I'm going to make sure I don't get your birthday present after that.
Sweet,
little jibe.
Yeah. No,
I had endoscopy.
You had an endoscopy.
And then to check out the pH levels in my stomach.
Talk me through an endoscopy.
Endoscopy is where they lie down on a table, put a kind of mouth guard in your mouth.
Is it a table or is it a bed?
Table.
So it's like a sort of metal slab?
No,
like a
table.
Morgue.
It's a spongy table.
Okay, alright.
And they put a mouth guard in your mouth. Then they put a tube down your throat.
Is it on both sides of your teeth? Mouth guard on both sides of your teeth?
Yeah, it's like, and then it has a hole in it to let the tube go down your throat.
Mm-hmm. So like reverse dentures.
Yeah, these are just such good little things you're
Cheers,
butting
man.
In with.
sorry, Karen.
What was I saying?
You put tube.
Oh
in
yeah,
your
last time. Last time I did it, I didn't have any pain.
Sedative.
It's sedative, and it was the worst experience of my life. So this time I decided to go for sedative,
mm-hmm.
but I was still really nervous beforehand.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really nervous the day before.
Well, mate, I literally poo myself when I go to the dentist. I don't know why.
Oh,
because ever since when I was younger, I used to get fillings when I was like 7.
Mm-hmm.
It scared the hell out of me. And now, whenever I go to the dentist, I'm always panicking and stuff. My heart beats so fast.
Well, I was panicking. For
Even though the past like 4 times I've been to the dentist, I've needed nothing done because I'm so good at cleaning.
He's just a good, clean guy.
I'm just a great guy. But it still scares the living hell out of me.
Yeah, well... Yeah, next time you go to the dentist, make sure you have a tube shoved down your throat.
I guess it's just the idea of someone fiddling with you without your sort of actual consent.
I know, especially...
Like, you don't even want it to happen.
Because it feels... Last time I had it, it felt like that I won't be able to breathe because it's just a whole tube shoved down you. But there's actually two pipes, and so you're still able to breathe.
Yeah, one's the windpipe, one's the stomach pipe.
Yeah, and...
Don't know what the stomach pipe's called. What's it called?
The esophagus.
Esophagus. Technical there.
And so I had something put down in there to measure my acid, and... That means that I couldn't go see Stuart Lee.
Oh, yeah, no. I went to see Stuart Lee, but I'll talk about him later.
Yeah,
but we should play a song.
Wait, I just want to say, my heartbeat was at 140 before I was on the table.
140
BPM, and I had to go
BPM,
down
mate.
To 100, so they just injected me with loads of amphetamines.
Let's listen to...
And horse tranquilizers.
Let's listen to Rusty with his song, Surf. Rusty there with Surf.
So let's talk about Stuart Lee then.
I don't want to talk about Stuart Lee right now.
Okay, we'll wait till later until you.
I want to talk about sort of stuff that's been happening in this week, which sort of is important slash not important at all.
I'm trying to think what it could be, but I don't know. Go on. Tell
so Drake has fallen over. You know Drake the rapper,
yeah,
Drake the rapper, hip hop guy. Yeah. Fell over, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Just being a boy.
He was being sheeped on stage in London, and tripped up, and fell over. So that's pretty big news.
Do you want some other news?
Made in Chelsea.
Oh, Made in Chelsea guy. I don't care about Made in Chelsea.
Spencer might be axed off the show because apparently he did cocaine. But I don't know about that.
But like Richard Bacon from Blue Peter.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't care about.
I don't know Richard Bacon is, but carry on.
I don't care about Made in Chelsea.
What else has happened? Three drunk Australian men have stolen a penguin from SeaWorld. That's like The Hangover.
That's my news quiz.
Is it?
No.
Well, I got that right.
No, it's not.
I got that wrong even.
But it's from Ocean World in my news quiz.
Is
change
it?
Change the name, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I've already won basically there in the news quiz.
I was joking, by the way.
But I thought there'd be Austrian men in your news quiz.
Well, you might be seeing the Austrian ones picking up later.
Yeah. It was literally like the scene of A Hangover. I'm surprised there wasn't Mike Tyson there.
I know.
As a cameo in there.
Yeah, you just lifted that basically straight off the Daily War, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, basically, yeah. So that's,
is that all your stuff?
It was Coney 2012.
Oh yeah, no, we're going to talk about that later. Did you cover the night?
I didn't cover the night, but I really wish I had, because it was such a great course.
You should have done it.
I should have. Should we play Flashback by Calvin Harris?
We still haven't got a message, by the way. 6-4-4-6. Start your message with source. We're carrying cleverly. Just text us a message.
Standard text message rates apply.
Yeah, well done. Drop us a line,
guys. See, you can do a shout out. Say, hey, make sure you leave your name as well, so we know who's chatting
hey,
to us.
Hey, Ian and Ted.
Yo. Yeah, no, and
we can do that.
You could also perhaps request a song if I have it in my library.
Well, unless they don't want a remix, I doubt they're going to get
it. I might have it, you know, you never know. Anyway, Flashback by Calvin Harris. Stylo there by the Gorillaz with that guy.
In the last song, we have had three texts.
And one's been from Jack.
Yeah.
One's been from Jack's grandma, which is very sweet. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One's been from an anonymous. I can't say that word. Anonymous.
Yeah. I wonder who it could be, Jason. What?
Anonymous texter asking for Cliff Richards with. Cliff Richards?
Cliff Richards.
Is that. I thought it was always Cliff Richard.
No, it's Cliff Richards.
Okay.
Well, no, it can be both.
Okay, and it's Summer Holiday. Do we really want to play this song?
If we have a texter, then we should probably play what they ask, because then other people will text
but
him and say.
He's obviously texted in as a joke.
What your dad has.
Whoever it was. Whoever this anonymous texter was.
Yeah.
You guys can text us on
6-4-4-6. Start your message with source, SOURCE.
A standard message, right? Reply.
Right. This is
reply.
This has got to be the lowest moment on Source FM.
All right,
here is Cliff Richards.
Summer Holiday. We really don't want to play that song.
That's enough of that.
That's enough of that song. Let's play a song by the Zootons, Valerie. Valerie by the Zootons, big tune. Jack, you got a news quiz coming up for me. I reckon I'm in for a chance of winning this one.
What did you say?
Reckon I can win this one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because I've worked pretty hard on this news quiz.
Oh yeah.
By the way, if anyone wants to text in with an answer to this.
Yeah.
But Finn's gonna say it anyway, so there's probably no point. Okay. News item A.
All right. Cool.
A Costa Rican village has reportedly had a dramatic rise in tourism since it was painted blue for the Smurfs 3D movie.
Ah, that's, I think, was on The Onion.
No, it wasn't.
So it sounds like Onion. It's Onion's style. But I don't know, that could be true. I don't know why it would be in Puerto Rico.
Costa Rica.
Where's Costa Rica?
I think it's
it's Spain,
South right? America.
Is it?
Yeah.
So yeah, all Portuguese speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you off.
No, I don't know. Well, next one. Go for the next one.
Okay, next one. A US man has been arrested after he stripped naked in a one-man protest against airport security checks.
Yeah. I know that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
A US man.
Just read the next...
What?
Let's read the next one. I don't know. Oh, maybe it's not US.
Don't know what you're talking about. A man is attempting to climb Mount Everest for charity with a twist. He'll be carrying a baby tiger on his back.
Why? Surely the tiger would die from lack of oxygen.
It's his pet.
Is the tiger going to get a mouthpiece?
Yeah.
How do you know? That's such a lie, mate. Well,
Alright, so don't say your answer yet.
I'll say my answer after this sweet song.
If you want to... Oh, by the way, we're going to play a song for someone else, but their text arrived too late to play it now, so we're going to play it after this.
Let's play Have You Fed the Fish by a Badly Drawn Boy. Badly Drawn Boy there with that song.
Yep. What song?
Have you fed the fish?
Well, that wasn't a great song, to be honest.
I think it's got a good sort of middle part.
Mm. It's a bit too dense, if you know what I mean.
I had no idea what you mean.
No, neither do I, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm just using musical language. The texture is very organic.
It's an organic texture sounding song.
Yeah, by the way, we're sorry to the person who legitimately texted in and asked for Hotel California by the Eagles.
Because
I'm afraid neither of us have it, the source or Finn's computer.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
But thank you for texting. Your texts are always appreciated. Yeah. At Source FM 96.1.
Yeah, great.
If you want to text a show, 6446, start your message with Source, and then just text your message.
Great. Standard message rate supply.
I'm such a salesman. I'm going to talk more about that later. But let's do the news quiz right now.
Yeah, so I'll
recap first, okay, and then you choose your one. Okay, news item A. A Costa Rican village has reportedly had a dramatic rise in tourism since it was painted blue for the Smurfs 3D movie. So, news item B. A US man has been arrested after he stripped naked in a one-man protest against airport security checks.
Yeah, maybe.
A man is attempting to climb Mount Everest for charity.
This is bull.
With one twist. He'll be carrying a baby tiger on his back.
That's bullcrap.
So you're going to rule that one out straight away?
I'm crossing that one off the list. Smurf houses, I've heard about it. Didn't know... I'm not sure... I'm going to go for the Smurf houses, I reckon.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, because I don't know if it's a US man. You probably just changed around the country or the town.
Okay, so you're going for the number A?
No, I'm not.
It's actually number B.
Oh!
I changed around Costa Rica... From Spain?
Yeah, because I heard about the news. Some guy just literally stripped down naked and we went through airport security.
So I win that one.
But would he actually even be allowed to go onto the plane when he's that cray?
Well, he wasn't. He was arrested straight away.
Oh, right.
And also the Smurf one. I actually read the stories this time because I had a lot of time on my hands.
Cool.
And, well, from what I read, it had nothing to do with the Smurfs movie other than... Because they didn't, like, set it for the Smurfs movie or anything.
Yeah.
It was just them painting it blue because there was a Smurfs movie coming out.
So they liked Smurfs that much they painted the...
The whole town blue.
Sure, it wasn't publicity?
Including the church.
Was it not a publicity stunt?
Yeah, probably. Because they're keeping it.
Oh, really? Forever?
Well, not forever, but if they want to change it back... then
not going to lie, mate. I don't think I've ever watched an episode of the Smurfs.
Nope. And I don't think I'm going to watch the movie ever.
It's American, isn't it? American Smurfs.
I know. Have you watched The Muppets?
No, I don't think I've ever watched Muppets either.
You've surely watched Muppets Christmas
Never
Carol.
Seen Sesame Street. Never seen The Muppets.
Muppets Christmas Carol?
Never seen Titanic as well.
No, neither have I.
Good.
Well, I've seen bits of it, but I don't want to see the whole thing.
So, it was the US man with his dick out.
That was the answer.
Yeah. Great.
So, that's another win for me. Finn, aren't you happy to be playing a news quiz with me?
So, the Tiger one.
Tiger one?
Yeah.
Oh, just completely made it up.
You completely made it up. I can tell.
I don't know. I think there was a story about a guy with a toy tiger on his back.
Oh, right.
Do you reckon you'd have gone for that or not?
Well, that could have been true technically because you didn't specify was it a live tiger,
baby
or
tiger,
toy tiger, or
he'll be carrying a baby tiger. That pretty much implies it's
a real
tiger.
A baby. Doesn't matter.
What, like, so if I said I'm a human, then you could say, oh no, he's actually a mannequin human.
Yeah, I thought you were a puppet. That.
Yeah.
What should we play?
Bar 9 remix.
You want to play Kickstarts by Example? Do you?
Yeah. Safe song.
Safe song.
Ever had a soul
Thanks very much to Radley from St. Earth for his text saying he's loving the show.
Shout out from Source FM.
Apparently he's grooving down, which is great. I like it when a guy groovies.
Do you?
Yeah. Love grooving. Grooving.
Cool, man. Just dig yourself into a deeper hole right now.
Jack, prostitutes.
Yeah.
Apparently there's
a
robot prostitute.
From the future.
In the future. In the future, analysts are saying robot prostitutes in about 40 years, there'll be robot prostitutes costing $10,000.
Really?
$10,000 a pop.
That is a high price there.
That's not even to buy the prostitute. That's to just go to the robot brothel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what if they don't pay, though? What if they're like...
I don't know.
It's not going to happen, is it? £10,000 for a robot brothel. Who said that?
It'd probably work if they Stephen did, like, Hawking? The hologram thing, like Tupac.
Yeah. But you can't have a physical hologram, can you?
Well, yeah, but you never know. Because you could project onto a robot.
You could project. Why did you make that?
I don't know. Project onto a robot.
Talking of holograms, Michael Jackson hologram might go on a tour with Jackson 5.
Is that a joke or...?
No, seriously. It's not like they've exploited him enough since his death.
Do you reckon robot prostitutes still be illegal?
That's an interesting viewpoint. I expect the church will probably have some, because they don't like anything synthetic.
But then again, 2050, church will probably be phased out by then.
Yeah, probably. 2050, is that when it's going to happen?
Yeah, that's what they reckon.
How old will I be then?
Too old, my friend.
57.
Old enough to want to have a robot pleasuring you.
Yeah. Okay. Tupac's hologram couldn't be reached for comment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's a joke.
That's funny. Good joke, mate. Proper good joke.
Okay, let's put a song.
I found the Tupac hologram, by the way, didn't seem realistic enough. Just it looked proper, but the movements just sort of like seemed too animated.
But it's really hard to get proper human movements.
Yeah, I know. I bet.
Unless you do it down to the individual bones and muscles.
It's extremely hard for robots to get like. They can't even walk up steps very well.
Robots won't be able to get individual bones.
This is Current Club on Source FM. What tune should we sweat?
You tell me.
Radio Ladio by Metronomy. This is for Radley, who texted in. April meant Coney Day.
Happy Coney Day.
Coney evening. So one thing that I read in the news, which was quite sort of unnerving about the whole human race, was someone spray painted the words Coney 2012
on a memorial.
On a war.
Yeah.
No, not on a war monument. On the Boston Massacre monument. I mean, defacing one
monument.
Yeah, monument to sort of show the plight of others probably isn't the best.
Probably not going to endear people to your cause.
Yeah, if you're defacing like someone's memory in order to preserve others' memories,
especially when it's a complete sham.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. But not do that, man.
That makes me
especially
so angry.
Now, how there's actually no point in doing any more Coney publicity because
everyone knows about Coney,
and it's just like, what's the point?
It's not like you're informing people. People already know that the guy went naked. Masturbating in a street in San Diego.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
So why don't they?
Me and my mates drove through Truro to see if there's any Coney revelers
really
hanging around on that day. But
they weren't.
Nothing happened.
Oh,
well, it was raining pretty hard, and I guess no one could be bothered.
I suppose Coney can wait another day when there's rain.
Yeah,
when there's possibility of people getting their clothes wet.
Yeah. Oh, can't really be bothered to save any children's lives.
Yeah.
Bit wet outside.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you guys doing?
Honestly. If you want to text about Coney, text us 63446.
Starting message with source.
Do you want to read the rest of it?
Nope.
Standard message rates apply. If you want to send us your bank details, just do that. Don't, by the way.
Don't, no.
Send us your car keys as well.
Funny joke, mate. I actually made that joke first, so...
I know, but...
Don't know why you're trying to take credit for
that. You weren't going to say it, were you?
No, I wasn't. Pump It Up... Whoa. Pump It Up by Elvis Costello. Big shout out to Joss White texting in all the way from Truro.
What do you say?
I'm glad you're listening.
Hi guys, nice show.
I'm glad you're listening.
I love you guys so much for helping me through my revision. Can you please put any song by Justin Timberlake?
You know, just for that text.
We'd be happy to do that for you.
We'd be happy to do that. This is My Love by Justin Timberlake. Don't know what accent I was doing then.
Kind of,
Wrong song, actually. It's Pretty Skills. We ain't no tie. You say you wanna kick it when I ain't so high. Big shout out to my boy Scott Spurrier texting in from Penryn.
Yes.
Safe.
Some interactive stuff we're doing here.
That Justin song there for Joss, helping him for his revision. Scott actually incidentally went to Stuart Lee gig that I went to.
Really? Stop rubbing it in, mate.
Really, really funny, actually. Jack, I'm upset you didn't go. I'm actually upset you didn't go because we knew we had more laughs.
How's it going, you?
It's a bit boring with my brother.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy, but. What was your favourite bit? There's only so much fun you can have with my own brother.
Yeah, what's your favourite bit of material?
He does do a lot of repetition.
I know.
And the repetition...
He does it to good effect.
Just lasts for so long that you just can't help but piss yourself
off.
It kind of...
It's funny at the beginning, then it stops getting funny, and then does it for so long that it starts getting funny again.
Really, yeah. It's a big joke.
Hopefully I'll be seeing him in Edinburgh, so it doesn't really matter.
Another thing he likes to do is rip down the audience loads, which gets laughs off the old people, but didn't really care too much about the ripping down of the audience. He said we were probably the worst audience ever.
Really?
Yeah, which I was like, oh, that's a bit mean of you.
He probably says that for everyone, though.
My mum had some friends who went, and they apparently were actually quite deeply offended. Which is kind of
They obviously lame, don't know Stuart Lee.
They obviously don't know Stuart Lee. They need to get on him.
If you want to text us about Stuart Lee, maybe you went to the gig, just text us at 6 4 4 6, start your messages source, and we'll be here to listen to them.
Got a big party tune now to play, which is Must Be the Feeling by Nero live version. It's not actually live, but it's the recording of the live version.
So it's a live version?
It's the live version. Big tune. They're actually playing at Global Gathering, which I'm hoping to buy tickets for.
So you're not going to Boardmasters?
Within next week. I might get to Boardmasters, you never know.
Well, I'm going to talk about Boardmasters next, so...
Great. Well, this is Nero Must Be the Feeling live version. Big party tune there from Nero, Must Be the Feeling live version.
Put up a bit. Put it up a bit.
Put it up a bit. Do you want
to? Yeah. Yo, it's a cool tune there.
It's a good tune.
It's going to be at Global Gathering.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that. I didn't really catch them at Glastonbury.
Did you go to Glastonbury?
Yeah, I went to Glastonbury last year.
I don't want to be talking about it.
VIP wouldn't worry about it.
I wouldn't worry about it either because I'm still deeply, deeply angry at it. But I'm not going to be going to any festivals this summer because I'm having a knee operation. That's cool for me. Apart from the Edinburgh
Festival. Sucks, man. That does suck.
I know, it does suck. But if it has to be done, it has to be done.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, Boardmasters announced some new acts this week.
Yeah, I've only ever heard of one.
Filling up fast. Boardmasters main stage, filling up fast, is what they said. Joining headliners Ed Sheeran and Dizzy Rascal.
You got the big acts, the big names, which are?
Are the Jezebels.
Love them, yeah.
Delilah.
Of course.
Josh Cumrah.
Great guy.
Sissy and the Blisters.
Beautiful.
Band. Cut Ribbons.
Yeah.
Gecko and Lost Dawn.
And I think I know Gecko and I've heard Lost Dawn.
Now, Finn, I'm just going to ask you.
There's another. There's a DJ something as well who's playing.
Do you think any of those people are going to be big bands in the future?
Lost Dawn are quite a big band in the sort of hardcore scene. No.
The Jezebels. Imagine someone announcing the Jezebels.
I actually think I might have heard of the Jezebels before.
Imagine someone announcing the Jezebels to play live at Wembley.
It's the Jezebels!
It's not going to happen. The only person I think could have a career is Delilah.
Delilah.
Because Delilah's quite a...
Hey there, Delilah.
Yeah. That doesn't remind you of that.
No, it just reminds me of that straight away.
But you're a 90s kid.
Yeah, I'm a 90s kid.
So
that song was released in probably like 2008 or something, so...
Don't lie. Josh Cumrah. I mean, if that's his name, then fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But he's no Joss White.
He's no Jazz Ellington or Vince Kidd.
Who are they?
They're the people from The Voice. They're such good names.
Yeah, well, I think Joss White's quite a good name, because, you know what I mean?
He should call himself Jossie Blanc.
Should he?
Yeah, that's a French little twist on that.
Jossie Blanc. Maybe if he goes to France, he should do that.
Yeah.
But otherwise...
Joss Blanc.
Yeah,
it's good. Should we sort of turn it down now for coming drawing
Lost
towards the end
minutes.
Of our show?
Let's take it quiet now.
This is Girlfriend by Phoenix. Girlfriend by Phoenix. There, I like that tune. It's chill. It's chilled.
Yeah, I know.
Chilled out.
So chilled. I didn't really listen to it that much.
Yeah, no. I don't think I actually. I don't think I've ever listened to it the whole way through.
No, it's one of those tunes where you just kind of fade out halfway through.
Yeah, you just go, it comes on your shuffle and you just go, next.
You know,
I do that
next.
Pretty much, I do that out of about 90% of my songs.
Or you start playing a game on your iPod and then just forget about it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay, cool.
Well, we've had a lot of people texting in.
We've had a lot of fun on the show. Thanks everyone who's been contributing.
We've actually got some listeners who we don't know in person.
Yeah, we actually.
How weird is that?
That's strange. So, what song should we have to end on? We got.
Are we ending now?
Crystal Castles. Yeah, I think we are. We've only got 6 minutes.
Oh yeah, play two songs to end. Sweet.
Crystal Castles, Cajun Dance Party, David Bowie.
Bowie.
Do you want to play Bowie and then
play Bowie in space?
Bowie and then Crystal Castles, I'm thinking. Okay. So I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's a good mix.
This is Are You Pretty Things.
See you next week. No, we won't. We won't actually, because we've got an art exam.
Oh yeah, I've got an art exam, so.
So we'll see you in 2 weeks, hopefully.
Really?
Are you just going to stop doing it when the exams are on?
Well, yeah, I've got bear.
I know you do have bear exams. I feel your pain, man, but we got to do it at least 1 week and halfway through.
All right, okay, I think about 2-3 weeks I'll be able to do it.
Wake up your sleepy head. Put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window. What do I see? Crack in the sky.